I got a message from you.
I will fight you.
And then I got another message from you straight away.
Samuel, you have a fight if you want one. You no longer have to call out people that aren't interested. Samuel, come on. This is getting boring now. Are you up for it or not? And at the time, I thought you were like an internet troll. I don't really know who you are. I don't know what your experience is in boxing. I don't know why you want to fight me so badly.
I saw your story saying that you'd had a fight cancelled and that you'd called this person out, that person out. I just thought, I'll fight you.
I'm a tiny bit scared for you. If you're going to a serious fight, just thinking, oh, I get a bit of publicity. If I'm going in the ring, I'm not going in the ring as like a little friendly, mess about. If you're gassing out, I'll just knock you out.
I don't need to piggyback your network. I am very, very confident. I could come out and knock you out in a few seconds.
If anything, I'm in a vulnerable position as a boxer because my fights are all publicly online, they're available.
I don't believe you are. If anything, everything's stacked against me. You're younger, you're a lot fitter currently.
I can see that you're older. I can see that you're fatter.
Now, I firmly believe that I'll win.
I don't think that'll happen, to be honest, but
we'll see on the night.
In terms of the fight, I know you spoke to my coach.
We settled on 3 2-minute rounds, no head guards, 14 ounce gloves.
I'm happy to do that. James, thanks for coming to my house. You're here because I got a message from you. If it's okay, I'm gonna pull the message up.
Yeah.
5th of October, this was last year.
Yeah.
Just saying, I will fight you.
Absolutely.
And I'm very sorry because I know I didn't respond for a little while, but I got a flurry of messages.
No, I believe you did reply straight away.
Apologies, I did. I replied saying, what's your weight and experience? Because I think at the time, I know what it was. I had a fight cancelled.
Yes.
And I said, hey, I'm going to fight cancelled. I'm in the gym tomorrow. If anyone wants to come down and spar, move around, whatever, come. And I got a lot of messages. So you were one of many that day. And then I got another message from you straight away saying, currently overweight at 14 stone due to carrying an injury and being unable to train at the moment, but could get down significantly. Not boxed for around 13 years, but have previous experience. I didn't respond to that message. No, not because I didn't want to fight, just because I had a lot of messages, so apologies. Then you messaged me again, 14 stone, 5 pounds to be exact. Then a week later, you messaged me again, saying, what's going on then? Then 5 days later, you message me again. Hi, Samuel. I'm sat with my trainer having a beer and we're discussing the potential fight. And he wants to know how long we have to prepare. And I didn't respond. And then you message me again on the 30th of October, 2 weeks later. Samuel, you have a fight if you want one. You no longer have to call out people that aren't interested. Property and Poppadoms is the fastest growing property networking event in the country. I run those events. This could be a very big night. I didn't respond. Then on the 14th of November, I got another message from you saying, Samuel, come on. This is getting boring now. Are you up for it or not? And I didn't respond. Then a couple of days later after that, I got a photograph of you holding a beer saying, currently in training for you. And I didn't respond. But then it didn't stop because next year, the following year, i.e. this year, January the 18th, you messaged again. When are we arranging about then? Now, this is a new year and I did respond.
Well
and
done.
I said,
well done.
And the thing is, the reason I won't respond, just so you know, I wasn't like ghosting you. I didn't know who you were. And I get a lot of messages. I get about 200 messages a day.
I can imagine.
Right. So I did respond and I said, I've got a show coming up with Property by Kazi. Love boxing. Hope training's going well for you, mate. Appreciate your threatening messages, laughing face. In other words, I was acknowledging you, but I certainly wasn't saying let's fight. I was just like, hey, yeah, haha, thanks for the messages. You responded straight away, of course, saying it's a great sport and something I wish to get back into for one last go. The messages are direct rather than threatening. I've not started training yet. I currently don't have anything to train for. Plus the injury still hasn't eased properly. How about a show in October then? And I did respond. Sorry to hear about your injury. I was only joking about the threatening messages. Maybe let's grab a coffee and discuss. I did a fight before with a property influencer and it took a lot of planning. In other words, bro, this is quite a big deal. You seem keen. I didn't want to say no. You responded. Let me know when and where you want to meet for a coffee. I'll be there. I then invited you to a dinner, and which you came.
I did.
And you came with Adam Lawrence. Hopefully had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time.
And then we booked a podcast, which unfortunately I had to cancel, which I apologize about. And then you messaged me again saying about the fight, and I put you in touch with my coach, Sully, who was keen to see a fight happen.
Yeah.
And we've spoken. He's even agreed sort of rough terms with you.
Yeah, yes.
You know, a few rounds. We've even got a potential date, 15th of November. So that's kind of where we're up to. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't really know who you are. You seem like a fantastically pleasant chat. I know about Property and Poppadoms, which is the network that you've created. And I think it's from what I've never been, but from what I've heard from my academy members, it's a fabulous network. You came down to the dinner and you were a gentleman.
Yeah.
I don't know what your experience is in boxing. I don't know why you want to fight me so badly, but I'm here and I'm willing and I'm open. And I just thought we'd have a conversation on camera.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, thank you very much for the invite to the dinner and to your home. It's a lovely place. Your wife and family have been very welcoming. So thank you very much for that. In terms of not necessarily I want to fight you so badly, it was just more the situation. I think it lends itself to a great night for the industry. You've obviously got a bit of current experience. I've got historic experience. I think that will even itself out very well on the night, and it will be a good bout. Obviously, we won't be the only people fighting. There'll be an undercard. And I think it will just be an amazing opportunity for everybody in the industry just to let their hair down for the night, metaphorically, of course, in my instance or in my case, and just have a great time and just have a bit of a knees up, raise some money for charity.
So it's not a grudge match or a beef match. It's more of a
I don't have to hate you to in order to step in the ring with you.
But another thing is, it's interesting as well. So bear in mind those messages.
Yeah.
From my perspective. So I see all those messages coming in from you. And at the time, I thought you would, like, honestly, because I saw some of the messages coming out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you were just an internet troll.
No.
I didn't know that you were a property professional with a network and, you know, kids. And I just thought, oh, it's just someone trolling me.
No, absolutely not. But, on the night that I messaged, I saw your story. You'd put a couple of stories up saying that you'd had a fight cancelled and that you'd called this person out, that person out, this person out.
Yeah.
And I looked at their Instagram handles and profiles and whatnot, and I just thought, they've never boxed in their life. So I thought, I mean, I may be wrong. So apologies if I am to those people. But I just thought, I'll fight you. And that's when I messaged, I'll fight you. So, and this
it's good. I like it. There's nothing wrong with calling somebody out for a fight. Exactly. Even if it's done repeatedly through the DMs.
You've got to be consistent and you've got to be persistent.
It's fair.
This is what you tell people on your training. This, you know, you tell anybody in business. Keep.
On top of the messages, though, I was also seeing continual references to you on comments.
Yeah.
So I'll read a few of those.
Yeah.
So particularly around the time when I had my debate with Adam Lawrence.
Yes.
Who's your friend. And interestingly, Adam Lawrence, so he said, I filled in the form to debate Samuel.
Yeah.
No, it won't be happening because there's zero chance of picking someone who could utterly take him apart. Stick with the softies and actors. And then he came to debate me, and then ironically is now being accused of being an actor and a softie.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I mean, listen, I like Adam, and I have a lot of respect for him, but it's interesting. But on the comments to that post, you commented, of course, Samuel Leeds, does this mean you'll be accepting my offer on a next bout? And I didn't respond. But then there was lots of other references to you as well. A guy called Mr. Black said, make sure you don't get mixed up and turn up at James Rogers' boxing gig instead. To which you put a crazy face. We've got many others as well. I won't find all of them. But we've got Joe Kwok said, James Rogers, submit your app to wallop him. Tommy McGee said, I'm now conflicted. I can't decide whether I want to see this, i.e. my debate with Adam, or James Rogers knock him out more. You responded saying, I'm waiting for a response still. So there's a lot of goading on my part. People, you have to debate this guy. You have to. So I don't know where that's come from. Or
I'm not the people that are commenting, so I can't really comment on their behalf. I was responding because I was tagged in the comments.
But why would they all want to see it? Because you were messaging me privately. So there must be some.
I think if you believe that there's a conspiracy going on behind closed doors, then I think you're incorrect there.
No, it's not a conspiracy. It's just, I'm just wondering, I'm just asking a very innocent question, which is, where's all that talk of
Well, obviously from that post. I mean, Adam's a very prominent figure in our industry. He has put something up. You're a very prominent figure in our industry, and it's, of course, going to get a lot of engagement.
Yeah.
So that's where that's come from.
So let's talk then about how this would look, because I'm not a boxer. I am a businessman.
Yeah.
Who's doing a little bit of boxing. I've had a couple of fights, but I'm also a businessman. So with this fight that you're talking about, I mean, I'm not being funny. I'm going to put my cards on the table. I mean, your Instagram, so you've got 269 followers. So with respect.
Yeah.
You're not a well-known figure.
I wouldn't say I'm not a well-known figure. Our networking events are very well known. So.
I've heard about Property and Poppadoms.
Yeah, so
and I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah,
but Property and Poppadoms. And again, I'm sure it's a fabulous network. You know, got a few thousand followers. I listen, absolutely. I'm sure it's buzzing. I'm sure you could pull a bit of a crowd. I'm just wondering, from a business perspective, how's this going to look? Like, am I going to be getting paid for this fight?
Oh, absolutely not, because we'll be doing it for charity. So
okay.
Not everything has to be financial gain orientated. We can put a night on, we can do it for charity, we can raise a lot of money for a lot of good causes or a singular cause. And I think that it will be a sellout.
Yeah. I mean, it probably will be a sellout because I've got over 1 million followers.
I don't know how many followers you have. So, I mean, I'll have to take your word for it. But I don't believe for a second that you will solely sell all of the tickets. I reckon I'll sell a good chunk, 50%.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many tickets are you envisioning to sell?
Well, it's very venue dependent, isn't it? So we need to pick a venue that's
suitable.
Assuming
that the venue can hold. I mean, my last fight like this was with Rob Moore.
Yeah.
And that was, we had just under 2,000 people there, so that was a seller, and we that was about 50-50. Me and Rob had an organic situation. He called me, he mentioned on a podcast that he could beat me up. I then called him out on it, and it organically happened. He's a big figure, I'm a big figure. Yeah. We bought 50-50 with yourself. I'm just wondering, in the most respectful way possible, what that looks like.
Well, you know, you are a more well-known figure than I, absolutely, admittedly, of course you are. So the split may need to look a little bit different in terms of maybe 70-30, something like that. I still think that I could bring a decent crowd.
How many tickets do you reckon you could sell?
Don't know. I'm confident that I could sell 500, 700, maybe 1,000. I don't know. But again, we don't know what the venue looks like.
Yeah, but the venue's secondary because we would book the venue based on how many tickets we could sell. So you think you could sell at least 500?
Yeah, I'd say so.
How much a ticket?
Well, at my last fight, and that was, you know, a very long time ago, I sold 200 tickets myself.
Oh, wow. That's solid.
So
that's very solid.
Yeah. With this, I don't think there's an issue personally.
Okay. And who were those people that came? Just like friends and family?
Just friends and family, yeah.
Wow. 200 tickets. Yeah. That's very solid. Okay. And that's like, how much a ticket are we talking? Like, what?
It was 15 years ago. I can't remember the ticket price back then, unfortunately.
But how much would you be thinking? Just to give me a bit of an idea. I mean, what would you be thinking?
Ticket prices now, again, I couldn't tell you. Maybe it depends on what's going on. Is it dinner? Is it just fight ticket? What does that look like? Is it tables? You know.
Just roughly a standard ticket.
Say 40 quid a ticket?
Yeah, sure.
You think?
Sure.
I think that sounds about fair.
Yeah, that's about standard.
Yeah.
So £40 for a ticket, and you reckon you'd be able to sell at least 500 of them. I mean, if that's the case, that's very reasonable. And you know what? Just because you've not got a big following on social media, that doesn't mean
of course
you can't sell tickets. It's an indication.
I mean, we sell a lot of tickets every month for our meetings. So.
Sure. No, I believe that. I believe that. So that will be about 20 grand worth of ticket sales that you reckon you should be able to comfortably sell. Which, to be honest, if I did the same, 40 grand... That would at least be able to break even, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Okay. So that sounds fine. I'm open. In terms of the fight, I know you spoke to my coach.
Yeah.
because you were messaging me a lot. And I, to be honest, I've been so busy with other stuff. I put you in touch with my coach and you've spoken to him. And I think initially you were talking about 90-second rounds.
I can't remember what the back and forth was, but we settled on 3 2-minute rounds, no head guards, 14-ounce gloves. That was about it.
Mm. I mean, it sounds, considering that you used to be a boxer, sounds quite low. I mean, I know you're a bit older now.
I mean, I had a handful of fights, so
I have no idea what your background is. For all I know, you could have had 2 white collar fights and lost both of them, or you could have had 10, you know, amateur.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Basically, I had 4 fights. I won them all, but this was 15 years ago. So,
and were they white collar or amateur?
White collar.
Okay.
So to call myself a boxer, which I'm not, is incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
So we both aren't boxers. We both are businessmen.
Sure.
I think
I'm just saying I don't know, because my fights, again, yours was a long time ago. The fights that I've had are all online. So you can easily, if anything, I'm in a vulnerable position as a boxer. Because like, not that I'm a boxer, but as someone that's boxing, I should say, because my fights are all publicly online, they're available. When I get random messages from people saying, I want to fight you, I don't know what they're back.
I don't believe you are. If anything, everything's stacked against me. You're younger by quite a way. You're a lot taller. You're a lot fitter currently. You've got a lot more recent bout experience. I'm the underdog.
Mate, whether you're the underdog or not, what I'm saying is I don't know whether you're the underdog or not. I have no idea. I can see that you're older. I can see that you're fatter. I can see.
Let's call a spade a spade.
But I can't see. I don't know what your experience is. And to be honest, it doesn't really matter, because even if you've had 10 amateur fights or 10 professional fights and you come and beat me on the night, it is what it is. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not. Absolutely.
You know, it's not, to me, it's about, I don't think that'll happen, to be honest, but.
I mean, look, of course you think you're going to win, right? You've got to. I'd be concerned if you thought you weren't going to win. You've got to go into these things with a certain amount of confidence. You know, you've got to get in there with that self-belief. And it's the same with everything. You've got to have that self-belief. Now, I firmly believe that I'll win. You firmly believe that you'll win. We'll see on the night.
Yeah. No, I'm totally down for fighting. I mean, after you got here, I had a quick look on your Instagram and there's not a lot on there. I can see a little bit of boxing references, but you know, you've got a pretty quiet account. So you've had 4 white collar fights?
Yes.
And won every one of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mate, I'm fine. In terms of the venue then, so like my fight that I did with Rob Moore, that cost around about, I think it was, must have been around about 35 grand that we paid. And that was for the venue. There wasn't food, but that was for the judges, the referee, just the stuff, you know what I mean, that needs to happen. I mean, where are you at financially? Can you physically afford to
I'm going to have to go away and speak to a couple of people and see if they'll be able to back me. But I can't see that we'll have an issue with that, because I think very least, worst case scenario, it's going to break even.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it will do if we sell the amount of tickets we're talking about, definitely. I mean, we just need to work out the logistics from a business perspective of how it looks. Do we find a venue together? I mean, with Rob, it was easy because I've got a team, he's got a team. I got a lawyer, he got a lawyer. We put a bet on it as well. You wanted to put money on the table, or you wanted to?
No, because look, at the end of the day, my situation is very, very different than yours and Rob's and Adam's and people's like that. I have had an incredibly acrimonious divorce, which cost me a lot of money, specifically pretty much everything. So I'm rebuilding, and this is my rebuilding phase. And I think this is one of those pillars to rebuilding. I think that this bout will give a great It would just be a very, very, very good event for the night. It'd be a good event for me personally because, yeah, you know, it's, can I still do this at 45 years old?
Yeah.
Can I get that fit? Can I do three rounds? Can I win? We'll see on the night.
Mm.
So that's, you know, so that's me personally rebuilding.
If I'm totally honest as well, and I'm not meaning this disrespectfully, I'm a tiny bit scared for you because I'm a young, fit, strong guy. I've had quite a few fights just over the last few years. Train every day. I mean, if you've only had four white collar fights 13, 14 years ago, and right now you're out of shape and overweight, part of me is just thinking, again, if I'm just putting my cards on the table, are you running your own property networking thing? You can see I've got my thing going, which is very successful. Of course, you want to grow your thing. And you're thinking, oh, if I fight Samuel Leeds, it'll be good because I'll be able to get some of his followers. It'll be good branding. If I win or lose, it doesn't really matter. Because if that is the case and you're going into a serious fight, just let me just finish. If you're going into a serious fight, just thinking, oh, I'll get a bit of publicity. I'm not going in there. If I'm going in the ring, I'm not going in the ring as like a little friendly, mess about. If you're gassing out, I'll just knock you out.
I think with the greatest of respect, it's not your position to be scared or not for me. I'm not going into anything with my eyes shut. My eyes are wide open. I'm fully prepared for what I need to do and for what will happen if I don't do it.
I'm just genuinely, I mean, if you had like a doctor check you out recently.
All the time, mate.
Yeah, that worries me, that does. And I'm worried about your business. I'm worried about your finances. I'm worried about your health. I'm worried about your boxing ability. I'm just thinking if you come into this, stepping into my world, a young, fit 34-year-old who's a lot bigger than you, stronger than you, quicker than you, faster than you, who's fighting right now, you know what I mean? Like, you'd need to be at least signing some waivers and stuff. Because if you end up dying, you know what I mean? I don't want to be having to live with that.
Well,
and that's a very realistic possibility. You're getting smacked to the head.
I don't think it is, because that would be you inferring that I have no defense or boxing know-how.
But you've had four fights, white-collar fights.
But you've only had two. So, look, at the end of the day, I understand where you're coming from. I understand your perspective.
I'm just putting my cards on the table, being completely honest. As a gentleman, you know what I mean? Like, just as a gentleman, I'm just telling you.
I don't need to piggyback your thing that you've got going on. We get a lot of people through the door every single month at Property of Poppadoms. There's no need or want for me to piggyback your network. In terms of the boxing, I am very, very confident. Very, very confident. But you don't know until the night.
Mm.
I could come out and knock you out in a few seconds. You could do that to me. We could go three rounds. Could be a split decision.
And right now, we're actually the exact same weight.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And we're both wanting to lose a bit of weight.
Yeah.
So,
look, you know. It's a great challenge. And I'm always one for pushing myself.
Yeah.
Really, really challenging myself. And this will be a huge challenge for me. But that's one of the reasons I'm doing it.
I think I need to be comfortable with the event, because you're talking about getting backers.
Because
if it all hangs on me, and I end up having to spend 40 grand on a venue, and you don't sell tickets, and I sell all that, and it's just...
Yeah, I get that, but I just can't see it happening, personally. It's just not going to happen, because if you've got such a big following, as you say you have...
Well, it's not about that I say I have. I just...
Well, no, you did say you have.
Well, no, but the facts are, when I last put on a boxing show with another influencer, we both sold 1,000 tickets each. That's just the facts. That's not me saying anything.
No.
That's
but just... my point is, if you let me finish, you'd be able to sell all the tickets. So I don't really see what the risk is to you.
Well, no, it's costing money putting it on.
Like,
if we flipped it the other way and I said, you put it on, you pay for everything, use the tickets.
I'd have no problem, because if I had 1 million followers, I'd know I'd get 1,000 people in there, no problem. Okay, well, so it wouldn't worry me.
If you want me to put the event on and pay for it and run the show, I'm happy to do that. But
listen, for me, it's about time, place, turn up, let's do it. And that's it.
Well, we've talked about the date.
Yeah.
And we've talked about the 15th of November.
Yeah.
Which is a day you're free and I'm free.
Yeah.
So that's good. In terms of rounds and gloves and that, to be honest, I'm pretty chill.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to do 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm fit.
Yeah.
In terms of boxing gloves, I'd be happy to do 10, 12, 14. Again, I don't mind. I'm pretty chill. I'm pretty relaxed, to be honest.
Yeah.
As long as there's nothing untoward or any bad faith.
No, then, like I said, I don't need to dislike you or hold a grudge against you in order to get in the ring and fight you. It's just, I don't hold, if I was to play football, I've done marathons, right? I don't hold a grudge against every single person that's running the marathon in order for me to run the marathon.
I get that. So
this is
so just... So what's the main motivation, outside of just fitness, what's the motivation for you?
I think it's just going to be a great challenge. Can I deliver on multiple levels? Can I sell the tickets? Can we put on a great event?
Mm.
Can we raise money for charity? Can I get fit? Can I get that fit still?
All right. Well, in principle, I'm happy.
Yeah.
We can get the details sorted out. As I say, I've got a team and I don't know if you've got a team.
I'm a one-man team.
A one-man. Well, we'll figure it out. And I'm sure it'll be a fantastic day. So, guys, watch this space. You're going to very soon see a fight promotion with James and Samuel. Who will win? We'll find out. Thank you, James.
Brilliant. Pleasure. Thank you.
Pete's your guy and see what he's saying about
it. Because you've already done it.
No, I have. Oh, I know I can. Exactly. It's just if I'm not getting paid.
The whole point of this is so it's a test and it's a challenge. You coming in at 85, going flat out in the gym on the weights and all the rest of it, it's not really a challenge for you. It's like, what, 4 kilos lighter than you are now. If you really, really, really wanted to, you could be that weight in 6 weeks. The whole point of this is it's a test for us both. 79 kilos for me will be a real test.
No, but
79 kilos for you will be a real test.
But we're at a different point season in our life.
Exactly.
I don't want to spend the next 5 months eating carrots. I mean, I'll try and get there. Don't get me wrong, but I don't want to let you down. I don't want to be unfair to you by you busting your butt and then being all sorts of
much.
Yeah,
this is why we agree up front.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then I'm not busting my butt.
Exactly. Forget it. If I'm getting paid, and if it makes sense, and if I'm happy to get down and we're doing 5 rounds, I'm getting paid. I can get something on like I can all there last year. But if it's just it's a charity night, like, what colour?
Well, you know, if you want to get paid, then I want to get paid. So you know, and then it's still 79.
Well, if you want to put a bet on the table, a 25 grand bet, then I'll get down to 79.
This is the thing. You can't.
I'll get down.
It would be very silly of me to be gambling with money I don't have to gamble. And I'm not a gambler anyway. I don't gamble. I just don't see the point in it.
It's not a gamble. It's a bet. You're betting on yourself. You're putting 25 grand down to say, we'll both put 25 grand to a pot, 50 grand, winner takes all. That way it's worth it. That way I can be like, okay, cool. You know what? I'm now going to train for this. I'm going to treat this seriously. With Rob Moore, we had a £200,000 on the table.
Yeah, I get that. But you need to treat it seriously anyway. Or, you know, you will lose.
Okay, fine. But how much are you actually prepared to put on this?
I'll have to go away and work out what I can put down. Okay. But what I put down will be equivalent in terms of its monetary sense to a large amount that you would be able to put down that you still don't want to lose.
No, we'll put that equal.
I know, but the point is the amount will be equal. Your 100 grand will be my 5 grand or whatever. It's still an amount of money that I can't afford to lose.
But if you let me know that, and then I can let you know by the way.
Because
as I say, I'm not being funny, but even my last fight, let me tell you what happened, James. I went down to 79, weighed at 79, had 5 months of hell, and then the fight was cancelled.
Yeah,
right?
Well, so
if I'm getting down to that kind of weight, I have to do it. If I'm getting paid, I'll do it. If I'm not getting paid anything, I'll still fight, yeah. But you can just fight me how I turn up.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
We'll see. I'll be in touch.
Be in touch. Real pleasure, mate. Thanks so much for coming down. I appreciate it, all right? No, love to the family.